天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。在上期的节目中呢，麦克牧师提到说关于家族的捆绑，因为呢在我们成长过程中或多或少都会有苦毒的存在，有些是从父母的身上，有些则是源于周围其他的人。这些不好的经历呢，也都深深地影响着我们的性格以及与人相处的关系上的发展。保罗说，若在基督里我们都是新造的人，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起学习如何去面对生命中的那些捆绑吧。
Hello, listening friends. We're glad you joined us today.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能再次收听我们的节目。
I hope you remember what I said in the last message.
我盼望你能够记住我们上一次讲的信息。
Just let me remind you very quickly.
让我先回顾一下上次的内容。
We learned a powerful message that a child follows in his father's footsteps.
我们学了一个强有力的教训，就是一个孩子效法他父亲的行为
，and will do so to his detriment，
结果反倒伤害了自己。
And we saw that demonstrated as Ahaziah followed in his father King Ahab's treacherous footsteps。
亚哈谢就是最现实的例子，我们看到他效法他的父亲亚哈王行违背神的事儿。
Ahaziah was injured, and rather than trusting in God, he consulted the god Beelzebub.
亚哈谢摔下栏杆受伤以后，他没有依靠神，反而去找以格伦的神巴利西卜。
Whether he's going to live or die.
去求问他会生还是会死。
And we learned that Beelzebub was Satan himself.
我们知道巴利西卜就是撒旦。
Read 2 Kings 1:3.
列王记下一章三节说，
The angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite,
耶和华的使者对提斯比人以利亚说，
Go up and meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and ask them,
你起来去迎着撒玛利亚王的使者，对他们说，你们去问以格伦神巴利西卜，岂因以色列中没有神吗？
This must have been on Mount Carmel.
这件事一定是发生在加密山上的。
The reason I think that,
这是因为
is because that Mount Carmel is halfway between Samaria and Ekron.
加密山正好在撒玛利亚和以格伦的中间。
So he stopped them halfway.
而以利亚是在半路上截住了亚哈谢的使者们。
And the king knew that they did not make it all the way there.
亚哈谢后来知道他的使者们没有抵达以格伦。
Elijah sent them back.
以利亚在半路上就叫他们回去了。
He said to them,
并对他们说，
Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going off to consult Beelzebub, the God of Ekron?
你们去问以格伦神巴利西卜，岂因以色列中没有神吗？
Now it has been 10 years since the confrontation with Naboth and Ahab.
这件事发生在亚哈和拿伯冲突事件之后10年。
Elijah is now ready to confront the second generation of godless leaders.
以利亚准备好要对抗第二代不敬畏神的以色列王。
Elijah gets up and he meets the messengers on their way to Ekron and says to them exactly what the Lord had told him to say.
以利亚就起来，在通往以格伦的路上截住那些使者们，告诉他们耶和华神吩咐他所说的话。
Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going off to consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron?
你们去问以格伦神巴利西卜，岂因以色列中没有神吗？
Therefore, this is what the Lord says.
所以耶和华如此说。
You will not leave the bed you are lying on.
你必不下你所上的床。
You will certainly die.
你必定要死。
The messengers go back to King Ahaziah and deliver the bad news.
于是使者回去见亚哈谢王，告诉他这个坏消息。
Ahaziah says, "Describe this man to me."
亚哈谢让他们描述一下他们见到的那个人。
As soon as they described him, he knew it was Elijah.
当他们描述了那人的相貌后，他们就知道他是以利亚。
Ahaziah realizes that Elijah was a pain in his father's side, and now he is a pain in his side.
亚哈谢知道以利亚是使他父亲最头痛的人，现在又成了他最头痛的人。
I want to tell you something very important.
我想要告诉你一些非常重要的事实。
Will you please listen carefully?
我盼望你能仔细地听。
When you live a godly life in the midst of your unbelieving family members,
当你在你不信神的家人面前坚持敬畏神的生活，
or business associates,
或是在你的同事中，
or neighbors,
或是在你的邻居中，
you can become a pain on their side.
你就会变成他们的头痛。
You don't go out of your way in order to become a pain on their side.
你不需要刻意做什么，就会变成他们的头痛。
You are already a pain in their side simply because of your godly lifestyle.
你成为他们的头痛，正是因为你敬畏神的生活方式。
You are both a challenge and a frustration to them.
对他们来说，你既是一个挑战，也是一种挫折。
You are both intriguing and irritating to them.
你使他们困惑，也会激怒他们。
You are both an enigma and a rebuke to them.
你既是一个谜，又是对他们无声的指责。
And eventually they will have to react in one of two ways.
最终他们会做出反应。
Either they're going to repent.
他们要么就悔改。
Or they're going to be angry.
要么就会发怒。
Either they will turn to God.
他们要么就归向神。
Or they will be enraged.
要么就恼羞成怒。
This is exactly what was happening here.
这正是发生在亚哈谢身上的。
Elijah's message and rebuke to him could make him repent.
以利亚对他们的指责和信息可能使亚哈谢悔改。
Instead,
可是
Ahaziah became enraged.
亚哈谢发火了。
He became angry.
他非常的愤怒，
and he rejected God altogether.
甚至完全背弃神。
This king, like his father,
他就像他父亲一样，
rather than repent at the word of the living God,
没有因着永生神的话语而悔改，
chose bitterness and anger toward the man of God,
反而向神人发泄他内心的苦毒和愤怒。
So he sent another company of 50 to eliminate Elijah.
于是他派了50个人去杀以利亚。
In verse 9,
在第九节中，
the captain said,
50副长对以利亚说，
Man of God, the king says, come down.
神人啊，王吩咐你下来。
This was disrespectful.
这句话是非常不敬的。
This is being irreverent, scornful, and rude.
很无礼、轻蔑和粗鲁。
This is a contemptuous way of speaking to the great prophet of the nation.
这样对国家伟大的先知讲话是大不敬的。
This would be like talking to an elder and calling him boy.
就像称呼一个长者为这小子。
Elijah said,
以利亚说，
If I am a man of God,
我若是神人,
may a fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men.
愿火从天上降下来，烧灭你和你那五十人。
And wham! Fire came down from heaven and consumed them.
于是有火从天上降下来，烧灭五十夫长和他那五十人。
The king still wouldn't repent.
王还是不肯悔改。
He sent another 50 of his soldiers.
他又派了五十个人。
This captain did the same thing.
五十夫长做了同样的事。
And the same thing happened again.
同样的后果又发生了。
A third group was sent.
第三队人再度被派遣出去。
But the third captain was probably wise.
这次这个五十夫长比较聪明。
If the king is a fool, I'm not going to be a fool.
他想，王若真是愚蠢，我可不像他那么笨。
So he spoke in humility to Elijah, asking him to come down.
于是他很谦卑地对以利亚讲话，并请求他下来。
In response to the man's humility,
因着他的谦卑，
the angel of the Lord said to Elijah,
耶和华的使者对以利亚说，
Go down with him.
你同着他下去，不要怕他。
Elijah is no longer afraid as he was with Jezebel.
如今以利亚不再像当初害怕耶洗别那样了。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么呢？
He is now going in obedience to the word of God.
因为他顺服神的话语。
He is going on the authority of the word of God.
他是带着神话语的权柄前去的。
Because he waited for a word from the Lord.
他一直在等候神的话。
And the Lord said, you can go.
现在神对他说，你可以去了。
So he went into the bedroom of King Ahaziah.
于是他进入亚哈谢的卧室里。
And he looked him in the eye.
当面对着亚哈谢。
And he delivered the message himself.
亲自传达神的信息。
He said, is it because there is no God in Israel for you to consult and have messengers sent to consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron?
他说，耶和华如此说，你差人去问以格伦神巴利西卜，岂因以色列中没有神可以求问吗？
Because you have done this, you will never leave the bed that you are lying on.
所以你必不下所上的床。
You will certainly die.
必定要死。
The king was still not repentant.
王仍旧不肯悔改。
And he died in accordance with the word of God.
最后他果然死了，正如耶和华所说的。
The way we see God work in the scripture should teach us what pleases him and what does not please him.
从圣经上看神的作为，我们可以学习什么是神所喜悦的，什么是神不喜悦的。
What honors him and what dishonors him.
什么是荣耀神的，什么却会亏损神的荣耀。
The very fact that he acted quickly back then should not make us think that he does not act like this today.
神在那时这么快就审判报应，并不表示他现在就不会这么做。
In fact, what happened there was the fulfillment of God's warnings hundreds of years earlier.
事实上，这里发生的正是应验神在几百年前所发出的警告。
In Leviticus 19:31, God said,
利未记十九章三十一节说，
Do not turn to mediums or seek out spirits, for you will be defiled by them.
不可偏向那些交鬼的和行巫术的，不可求问他们，以致被他们玷污了。
In Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6, God said,
利未记二十章第六节，神说
：“I will set my face against the person who turns to mediums and spirits。
人偏向交鬼的和行巫术的，随他们行邪淫，我要向那人变脸，把他从民中剪除。
”You see, God's judgment is not an arbitrary judgment.
你们看，神的审判不是专横任意的审判。
God's judgment only comes after a whole lot of warning.
神的审判往往发生在一连串的警告之后。
But here is the good news that I want to share with you at this hour.
但是现在我有个好消息要告诉你。
Whether you are in a generational sin,
无论你是现在世代相传的罪孽之中，
or whether you feel that you are in a bondage,
或是你觉得自己被罪捆绑，
it would be erroneous and untrue if I were to stop here.
如果我就停在这里不讲下去，那就大错特错了。
Because the Bible gives us good news.
因为圣经告诉我们一个好消息。
And it is found in the rest of Matthew chapter 12.
在马太福音第十二章。
Read verse 29 of Matthew 12.
我们一起来看十二章二十九节。
Jesus delivered a man from demon possession.
耶稣医治了一个被鬼附的人。
And he was accused of being an agent of Satan.
却被法利赛人说成是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
But Jesus told the Pharisees,
耶稣对他们说，
How can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first tied up the strong man?
人怎能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具呢？除非先捆住那壮士。
Then he can rob his house.
才可以抢夺他的家财。
What Jesus is saying is that he has entered into Beelzebub's very house.
耶稣是说他已经进了巴利西卜的家。
And he bound him.
把他捆了起来。
Every demon of hell scurrying, running from here to there.
于是地狱里的鬼都四处逃散了。
In order to set the captives free.
使原来被鬼辖制的人可以得自由。
Colossians 2:15 tells us,
哥罗西书二章十五节说，
that the Lord Jesus Christ disarmed the principalities and the powers of their weapons.
主耶稣基督将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，解除了他们的武装。
Only Jesus has the power to set you free.
只有耶稣能释放你，给你自由。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because by going to the cross of Calvary, Jesus disarmed Satan of his clutching power.
因为他走上各个他的十字架，耶稣基督战胜了撒旦的势力。
By going to the cross of Calvary, Jesus bound the strong man so that he no longer can have hold over you anyway.
因着走上各个他的十字架，耶稣基督捆绑了那个壮士，他再也不能控制你了。
Whatever bondage you may be under today,
今天不管是什么在捆绑你，
whether you feel it has been a generational bondage,
也许是世代相传的捆绑，
or a personal bondage,
或者是个人的捆绑，
Jesus can set you free right now.
耶稣能释放你，使你得自由。
From those generational sins that bound you and are now binding your children, you can be set free.
你就能摆脱那些一代一代传下来正在捆绑你和你的儿女的罪，重获自由。
From those strongholds that you are seeing in your parents' life and with which you are struggling right now, Jesus can set you free.
你就能摆脱那些从你父母身上学来的正在捆绑你的罪，重获自由。
You don't have to live in fear.
你不需要再生活在恐惧中。
You don't have to live in anxiety.
你不需要再生活在焦虑当中。
You don't have to live in worry.
你也不需要再生活在担忧之中。
But the question is this.
可是有个问题。
Do you want to be freed?
你是否想得到这样的自由呢？
Do you want to be freed from anger?
你是否想从你的怒气中被释放出来呢？
Do you want to be freed from resentment?
你是否想摆脱你的愤怒呢？
Do you want to be freed from self-pity?
你是否愿意从你的自怜中被释放出来呢？
Do you want to be freed from the critical spirit?
你是否愿意从好挑剔、批评的心态里摆脱出来呢？
Do you want to be freed from strongholds in your life?
你是否愿意从你生命的捆绑中被释放出来呢？
Do you want to be freed from drugs?
你是否想从毒瘾中解脱出来呢？
Jesus has already bound the strong man.
耶稣已经捆住了那个强壮的人。
If you have not felt its effect, it is because you have not come under the blood of Jesus Christ.
如果你还没有感受到这些效果，那是因为你还没有被耶稣的宝血遮盖。
All you need to do is to come under His power.
你只需要来到他能力的护庇之下。
And if the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you right now,
如果圣灵现在和你说话，
I want to urge you to say yes, Lord Jesus.
我盼望你能够说是的，主耶稣。
And I want to be set free.
我想被释放，得自由。
Jesus is inviting you to come and to come into His presence right now.
耶稣就会邀请你来到他面前，进入他里面。
And I will invite you now to pray with me.
请你和我一起祷告。
Say, Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
I want to be set free from what has held me for all these years.
我想摆脱这么多年来一直捆绑我的那些东西。
I will make a covenant today, not only to be delivered today, but every single day to come.
我愿意和你立约，被你拯救，不只是今天，而是在未来的每一天。
If you have prayed this prayer,
如果你已经这样祷告了，
you need to find another believer,
你需要找一个基督徒朋友，
and he can pray with you and you can pray with him.
你们可以一起祷告。
Perhaps are those who are listening who are backsliding now and went away from the things of God.
你们当中也许有些人正在远离神。
Perhaps there are siblings who have been separated from each other because of anger.
你们当中也许有兄弟姐妹因为怒气而彼此疏远。
Perhaps there are neighbors and friends who have been separated by bitterness.
或许是朋友和邻居因为苦毒和怨恨而彼此疏远。
Perhaps there are some who are angry with God.Because they are being deceived by Satan.
也许某些人被撒旦蒙蔽而怨恨神。
Repent tonight before you meet the Lord in the day of judgment.
今天就悔改吧，不要等到主审判的那一天。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
就能
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是的，耶稣才是真正的王，依靠着他，我们可以做一个新人，真正的得到自由。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，若你的心中现在还有任何放不下的东西，那就来到神面前吧，告诉主说，你愿意被他更新，求他为你除去一切的苦毒。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们。我们下次再会。谁能触摸我心深处想你？